Murph and Mark are joining us. John Murphy and Mark Kelso, the Bills radio broadcast team, brought to you by Northwest. Make the switch to Northwest and get back to living. Well, John, unbelievable is an understatement.
Touchdown, Buffalo! Deion Dawkins, touchdown! Who are these guys?
You sounded, John, as surprised as anyone yesterday.
Yeah, I was shocked. They haven't played like that all year. They haven't produced like that all year on offense. And, you know, it was an influx, like, of youth and speed into the lineup that I thought made all the difference in the world yesterday. It was stunning to see it happen.
Yeah, Mark, what do you make of what we saw yesterday? I mean, a lot of people pointing the finger at the Jets, but the Bills, regardless of who they played, I mean, they looked pretty competent on offense for the first time in a long time.
Yeah, great efficiency. I mean, getting the ball out, extending the ball down the field, things that they haven't been able to do, a productive running game and creating great holes. I mean, Wyatt Teller was in there, so they shuffled that offensive line and you know, seemed like that configuration was working really well. I thought both tight ends, I thought Logan Thomas and Jason Kroon blocked really well from the tight end position. DeMarco still blocks really well when he's in the game. But it's just, I mean, that's a good defense. I mean, you can say what you want about the Jets, and it is the Jets, and they're not having the best season, but they have a lot of good defensive players. I don't know if they looked past the Bills, if that's possible, but as Murph said, I mean, it was great to hear the enthusiasm and hearing some great calls for great offensive plays. I mean, Zay Jones caught 8 balls. That's the most balls he's ever caught as a Bill in one game, and Matt Barkley did a terrific job. So it was really good offensive production, and that's what we talk about. It's just some fine-tuning sometime, and they were tuned in yesterday.
John, was Matt Barkley the difference maker?
Oh, he was one of them. There were several, I thought. And I was, you know, watching the game over this morning and thinking about what Barkley provided. And I was thinking about, he said something post-game, in the locker room post-game, about how he knows he can play this game. He knew he could. This is, you know, when he's born a football player. And I was thinking about the last couple of months when he was, you know, let go from Cincinnati and probably, you know, coming to grips with the fact that he won't get too many more chances, and he goes into this game thinking, this could be it, this could be my final chance at being an NFL quarterback, and he responded, he acted like it. I thought he played kind of focused and driven and focused on the task at hand, and, you know, he wasn't lighting up the air with footballs or anything, and he wasn't, you know, the numbers, I think I probably said a half a dozen times to Mark yesterday during the game, his numbers don't blow you away, but just sort of his determination and focus and command of what they wanted to do offensively was extremely impressive, and I guess I'm crediting that to his, you know, his thinking that, hey, maybe this is it. Maybe this is my last chance to be an NFL quarterback.
Yeah, you know, John, what happens with him now? Because I think a lot of people are just expecting, all right, once everyone gets healthy, you know, Matt Barkley will be out of a job once again. But now you have most fans saying, well, he deserves to at least be a part of this team after how he played yesterday.
Yeah, I agree. He deserves to be a part of what they do as far as starters. I don't know. I mean, you could, you know, you drive yourself crazy trying to figure out how the Bills are going to handle quarterbacks this year because of whatever, you know, they seem to do the other thing, and I'm not going to predict what the plan will be. I know what I would do. I would want to see Josh Allen play as soon as he's healthy, but they've got some time to figure that out. They've got a couple of weeks until their next game.
All right, Mark, who do you think the Bills should start against Jacksonville?
Well, I mean, look, I really, Josh Allen is the future. He needs to get snaps. The more snaps he gets, the more prepared he's going to be for next season. I think we've seen already with the infusion of young guys into the roster yesterday and Isaiah McKenzie, who just joined the team, and Robert Foster. And I mean, those guys, it's obvious that they're playing guys because they want to see what they have and they want to play well and they want to win, but they also need to make sure that they understand what they have going forward. And that means Josh Allen has to start because he's the guy that you're banking your future on from the quarterback position. But I, as John said, I mean, Matt Barkley played well enough to deserve a backup role on this team, and maybe he can help in that quarterback room. And I would suspect they'll keep 3 quarterbacks going forward here as the season continues. But I would suspect that he would be one of them. I would think it would be a prudent decision to keep him on the roster.
You know, John, it wasn't just a quarterback. I was in the car for the first part of the game, so listening to you guys and the first play of the game, a deep long pass, and I hear you say Foster. And I was thinking, was that intercepted? Who is Foster? And then you say, you know, just picked up a couple days ago, put on the roster. I mean, it's a lot of young guys maybe getting an opportunity here.
Yeah, Foster's been around. I mean, he was signed way back in the spring, an undrafted rookie free agent from Alabama and provided a speed dimension and lasted through camp and actually made the opening day roster, I believe, played the first five or six games this year, then was cut and went to the practice squad. So he's been in the building since last spring. So he's a familiar face to offensive coaches and his teammates on offense. But, yeah, I mean, he provided something new that they haven't had. He always had the speed dimension, and he was targeted a couple times early this season but couldn't come up with catches. So it was good to see him make some really big catches in yesterday's game, including the first play from scrimmage. And even his second catch was even better. He made a great adjustment on the ball on a 23-yard pass in the third quarter. So it's good to see him sort of emerge. It takes guys some time, and I think he's taken his first few steps to being a regular NFL receiver yesterday.
You know, Mark, what about LeSean McCoy? Finally kind of got his groove yesterday. What'd you think of that?
Well, it was great to see, and I'm sure he was feeling a lot of pressure because he's kind of a linchpin of offensive production, and as he goes, so the offense goes, but he's got to have some holes to run behind. And again, they did a masterful job yesterday of just creating leverage points and giving him an opportunity to find the seam, and he can find them when they're there, and I don't think they've been there in recent weeks, but yesterday they were there, and he was hitting them, the whole first drive was surprising and pleasantly surprising with the long catch, and then I think it was a 23 or 28 yard run by LeSean McCoy. So it was great to see him get started. He touched the ball. I think he carried the ball 24 times. Again, we said that if he's carrying it between 22 and 25 times and touching it a few times in the passing game as well, that it's going to be a productive offense. But it was great to see it get going. I think there were five guys that started yesterday that have not started in a Bills game yet this year. So some guys that they wanted to infuse some energy with, and those guys stepped up, as did the rest of the team. Great pass rush yesterday as well that continues from Jerry Hughes.
Well, hey, great game to be a part of, and I hope you guys enjoy the bye week. That's John Murphy, Mark Kelso joining us after a Bills big win, 41-10 over the Jets.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.